You're listening to Peter Donegan, as always, www.donneganlandscaping.com. If you are where I think you are on the weblog, you should be looking at a post called Garden Gallery. I'm a little bit hesitant at times to put up photographs of previous gardens that I have built. I think there are those that have hit the public eye a little bit more so, but I think I've always tried to make each garden that I've done, you might say, specific to the individual. And in that context, sometimes when a client sees another garden that has been done, they say, oh, you know, I like that bit and I like that and I like that. At the same token, whilst I don't want, or it's preferable for the client's individual or uniqueness in their garden, that they don't pick a bit and a bit and a bit from somebody else's, it's also equally important that a client gets a taster or a gist of what it is possible that I suppose I can do on their behalf in their space outdoors. So from and by request, I think it's probably a good idea that for the first time I've uploaded approximately what you will see is about 90, I think there's 90 pictures in total up in this garden gallery here. It's not everything that I've ever done. I mean, I'm almost 10 years in business, so if you only did on average one garden a week, which maybe is realistic, unrealistic, I don't know. But I think it'll give you a good taster. As always, I think there's a couple of other categories on the blog. If you're looking at it, it's down the right-hand side and you'll see categories in there. There's one on design, which may also prove useful. If you're looking at just getting some ideas, I do have also the make and do category in there, which is also quite good. For the more unusual, there's the My Show Gardens category. You know, it's a little bit the more unusual, as I said, but it'll give you good ideas and it might even make you smile. And other than that, I think if you're looking at this and trying to get some ideas or some advice, there is a category in there called Garden Advice. And that probably ties in very, very well with the garden design one and the make and do one. So, look, all I can say is I hope you enjoy browsing. If you see a picture that you like, just click on it. It should enlarge. And if you have any further queries or comments, you can leave a comment on the blog or stick me an email or pick up the phone. Other than that, if you know where I live, you can drop around and I'll happily put on a cup of coffee for you. Pleasure, as always. Take care and God bless. Bye-bye.